Welcome back to Parsha Podcast. Here we are in Shlishi in Parshas Chukas. V'yadaber Hashem el Moshe le'emor, kach es hamata, v'akel ha'sa'eda ata, v'aharon achicha, v'dibartem el ha'sela le'enehem, v'nasan me'ma v'otzesa le'mayim min ha'sela, v'shkisa es ha'sela v'esbiram. Hashem spoke to Moshe saying, take the staff and gather the congregation, you and Aaron your brother, and speak to the rock in front of them and give from its waters, and you will bring forth water from the rock, and you will give the congregation to drink and their animals. Rashi says, from here we learn that HaKadosh Baruch Hu cares about the possessions of Bnei Israel, that they are commanded to give water to their animals. Ve'kach Moshe es hamata milifnei Hashem kasher tzivahu. And Moshe took the staff from before Hashem like he was commanded. Ve'achilu Moshe ve'aharon es hakahal el pnei hasela v'yomer lahem shimuna hamorim hamin hasela hazeh notzi lachem moim. And Moshe and Aaron gathered the congregation in front of the rock, and he said to them, listen, you rebellious ones, can we take water from this rock? Rashi says this is one of the places where a little contains a lot. Rashi asks, what is it, this rock, the Hasela, the specific rock? Because they didn't recognize it, because this rock moved and hid amongst other rocks when the Be'er, the Strima of Miriam, disappeared. And Bnei Yisrael were asking, how do you know which rock to take water from? And he said to them, Hamorim, which Rashi says, rebellious ones, or in Greek it means you idiots, can we take water from a rock that we have not been commanded? Vayarem Moshe es yado v'yach es hasel b'matehu pa'amayim v'yetz'u mayim rabim v'tesht ha'eda uviram. And Moshe raised up his hand and hit the rock with his staff twice, and much water came out, and the congregation drank, as did their animals. Rashi says, why twice? Because of the first time, only a little bit, little drops came out. Because he was not commanded to hit the rock. They were told to speak to the rock. And they spoke to a different rock, and it didn't bring out any water. And then they said, well, maybe we have to hit it like the first one, like it happened in Parsha Shmos. Vayomer Hashem, El Moshe V'El Aaron, Yan Lo Hemantem Bi, Lahakdisheni, Leene Bnei Yisrael, Lachen Lo Savio, Esakahal Hazeh El Haaretz Asher Nasati Lahem. Hashem said to Moshe and to Aaron, it is because you did not believe in me to sanctify me in the eyes of the children of Israel, therefore you will not bring this congregation into the land that I have given to them. Rashi says, the Pasuk is revealing that if it hadn't been for this sin itself, they would go into Eretz Yisrael, so that they don't say that Moshe and Aaron were as bad as the rest of them, and that's why they didn't go into Eretz Yisrael as well. The Pasuk tells us here, without this, they would have gone into Eretz Yisrael. But because they messed up here, this is why they're not going, so we don't say that they were part of all the other sins in the desert. And if you'll say, wasn't the expression, well, we'll kill all the sheep and the cattle, and we still won't have enough food to feed them, where are we getting all this food? Isn't that worse? Rashi says, yeah, but this was publicly and that was not publicly. What Kiddush Hashem are we speaking about? Rashi says that if they had spoken to the rock and water came out of it, they would have said, wow, Kiddush Baruch Hu can make water out of a rock when you speak to it. And it would have been a kal v'chomer, just like a rock doesn't speak, doesn't listen, and doesn't need any parnasa, and it fulfills the will of Hashem. Kal v'chomer, Bnei Yisrael should. Hema meir meriva asher ravu Bnei Yisrael es Hashem v'kadesh bam. These are the waters of strife, the waters of meriva, that Bnei Yisrael fought with Hashem, and he was sanctified there. Rashi says that, what is this? These are the meir meriva, as if we all know what they are. So Rashi says that, no, they are mentioned in another place. These are the ones that the astrologers of Paro said that the Moshiach of Yisrael, the one who's going to take them out of Mitzrayim, will indeed be smitten by the water. These are the waters that the astrologers foresaw. These are the waters that they misunderstood and therefore said, cast all the children into the sea. how is Hashem sanctified through them? Because Moshe and Aaron died because of them. Much like the story of Nadav and Avihu, but Krovai at Kadesh, here we see that there is a sanctification of Hashem's name when the laws and boundaries are upheld.